Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 20, 1805. An Indian grave. The captains often walk along the bank as they can keep up or even pass the canoes and can observe the countryside more closely with a view to documenting the animals and plants on the plains. They do this separately so that one of the captains is always with the canoes. They hunt as they explore, leaving the meat on the bank for the rest of the corps to retrieve. Captain Clark writes today,
"Wind ahead from the northwest. We set out at 7 o'clock, proceeded on. Soon after we set out, a bank fell in near one of the canoes, which like to have filled her with water. The wind came hard and waves so rough that we proceeded on with our little canoes with much risk. Our situation was such, after setting out, that we were obliged to pass around the first point, or lay exposed to the blustering wind and waves. Passing round the point, several canoes took in water, as also our large pirogue, but without injuring our stores in much. I proceeded on to the upper part of the first bend, and came to it a beautiful glade on the starboard side. About a mile below we took on Captain Lewis, who had walked to the point, left his coat and a deer on the bank, which we took on board. A short distance below our camp, I saw some rafts on the starboard side, near which an Indian woman was scaffolded in the Indian form of depositing their dead, and fallen down. She was, or had been, raised about 6 feet, enclosed in several robes tightly laced around her, with her dog sleighs, hair bag of different colored paints, small bones of animals, beaver tails, and several other little trinkets, also a blue jay. Her dog was killed and lay near her. Captain Lewis joined me soon after I landed, and informed me he had walked several miles higher, and in his walk had killed 2 deer and wounded an elk and a deer. Our party shot in the river 4 beaver and caught 2, which were very fat and much admired by the men. After we landed, they killed 3 elk, 4 geese, and 2 deer. We had some our provisions, which got a little wet, aired. The wind continued so hard we were compelled to delay all day. Saw several buffalo lodged in the driftwood, which had been drowned in the winter passing the river. Saw 2 which had lodged on the side of the bank and eaten by the bears. Captain William Clark, April 20, 1805.
Captain Lewis writes his version of the day.
The wind continued to blow tolerably, but by no means as violently as it did yesterday. We determined to set out, and accordingly departed a little before 7. I walked on shore on the north side of the river, and Captain Clark proceeded with the party. The river bottoms, through which I passed about 7 miles, were fertile and well covered with cottonwood. Some box elder, ash, and red elm, the underbrush, willow, gooseberry, currant, and serviceberry. In the open grounds along the foot of the river hills, immense quantities of hyssop. The wind blew so hard, I concluded it was impossible for the pirogues and canoes to proceed, and therefore returned and joined them about 3 in the evening. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 20, 1805.
Tomorrow, buffalo veal.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.